All right, Benny Boss, this is a good track for you. Nice to see you back up there after Washougal didn't go well. Blew the start in first moto, but, dude, great ride. You were on it. You got to be stoked with that first moto.
Yeah, I was super, super pumped.
What would have been better to get the start, obviously, but...
Yeah, I actually didn't have that bad a start, and then I think it was LeMay, like, slid out in front of me, and I hit him in the second corner, and then it was... People blew by me. Yeah. I think I was 30th when I crossed the finish line the first time, which is not ideal. Right. But, dude, I felt so good. Both motos today, I felt... This is my favorite track in the world. Like, even when it was super hammered, it was just like I was having so much fun. Like, I didn't want to pull off.
I wonder why that is, because this isn't a lot of guys' favorite track. It's ruddy. It's slot car-ish. It's fast.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of guys' favorite track.
Yeah, I think it's just – it's so technical with how gnarly the ruts are and how long they are and how rough the ruts are. Sorry. And I can just stand up kind of everywhere and use my body to my advantage. It's a lot of fun, though. I really enjoyed today.
So when you're ripping through the pack like that and passing some pretty good guys in Moto 1, what are you doing to get the advantage? Or did you have better lines, or were you just carrying more speed, or was it a combination?
I think it was a combination of both. I was actually using a lot of outsides that people really weren't using, so the ruts were staying kind of shallow rather than super long and deep. And then just... I feel like this track's really big about momentum. If you can keep your momentum up, you're gonna be good, because you really got to piece the track together. I think that's another reason why I like it so much. You really have to think about the lines, but I'm super pumped on the day. Obviously, both starts were pretty terrible. Normal. Second moto, I've been doing this new starting technique where I keep one foot on the peg.
Yeah, I think you need to dish that.
No, second moto. So first moto, my start wasn't that bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But then second moto, I just had a brain fart, and the car turned sideways, and I had both feet down, and I was like, oh, do I put it up? No. So I kept them down, and I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, it is what it is. I was a better start than the first one, but... You know, I'd really like to get maybe a whole shot and see where I can run. I feel like I could have ran up there with those guys.
I walked away when Roxanne got the finish flag in the second moto, but we had an incident?
Yes, we did have an incident. So I had caught Savachi, and like the last three corners, I was going as hard as I possibly could, and then we get side by side going down into the gravity cavity, and neither of us were going to back off. Like, we both wanted the position, and we launched the finish line. And when he landed, he came over right a little bit, and he was starting to slow down. And I jumped a little bit further than him, and so I had to move left to miss him. And I hit, there was a bunch of ruts right there, and I hit him like all cross rutted, and I crashed really hard and ended up landing like in a run. And I'm just like standing there, like, I'm such an idiot. But all the fans loved it, so it made up for it.
Well, hey, nice to see you up top again, or up closer to the front, especially after Washougal. You crashed out in practice. That sucks to go all the way there and do that. So nice to, even though we had a week off, nice to get back to where you know and where the team knows you can be, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Really appreciate this interview with you as well, Plump and Max.
Did anything happen today with Jericho?
No. I don't think he was drinking oh my gosh, Justin Bogle comes in here flipping me off. Wow.
He was drinking Jericho?
He was drinking LaCroix.
Oh.
Which, okay. I don't want to judge, but
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Right. Justin Bogle cross jumped me today as well.
Yeah.
Big time. And I honestly thought about just running into him and fighting him on the track.
Yeah. That would have been awesome, by the way.
I know, but then I was like, yeah, I need the positions, you know, right. So.
Good job in Pulp Mix Fantasy today, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You know what I did? I forgot to log in my fantasy picks. So I scored 0 points. Like, my team had no points with zero picks. But
I think you were the second highest scorer today.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to all my fantasy pickers out there. Really appreciate the support.
Thanks, Benny.